KJAN Sports. Time for that look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, checking high school girls basketball last night, Denison opened the girls basketball season with a home win over Atlantic last night, 66-35, a game heard here on KJAN. The Monarchs used a 10-0 run to end the first quarter and followed that up immediately with an 11-0 run early in the second quarter to blow that game open. Denison was up 16-4 at the end of the first. The lead grew to 25 by halftime. The Monarchs led by as many as 34 down the stretch. The preseason Class 4A number 14 Monarchs were led by 19 points from Paige Anderson. Three other players finished in double figures, with Sarah Hylison dropping in 15, Hannah Neiman with 14, and Alex Moore had 10. Atlantic got 16 points from sophomore Haley Rasmussen in the loss. Bailey Newell finished with 8 points, all of those in the second half. Atlantic falls to 0-2 in the early season, and they'll host ACGC for the Hall of Pride scrimmage next Tuesday night. That's a program to highlight community service projects sponsored by the Iowa Hall of Pride. Elsewhere in girls basketball last night, it was Cam over AHSTW, 64-56. Bedford beat Stanton, 53-43. Clarinda downing Lenox, 40-37. Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln, a 47-36 winner over Shenandoah. Thomas Jefferson defeated Glenwood, 64-48. Lewis Central, a winner over Sioux City North, 61-29. Nottoway Valley beat West Central Valley, 58-34. Panorama over Gilbert, 45-38. Talen Horton Tucker had 26 points and 14 rebounds. Michael Jacobson added 23 points, and Iowa State ran away from Illinois in the second half for an 84-68 win Tuesday in the Maui Invitational. Down to 8 scholarship players due to injuries and suspensions, Iowa State bounced back from an opening loss to number 3 Gonzaga with a strong they bounced back from an opening loss to Arizona with a strong game at both ends. The Cyclones used their pressure defense to keep it close in the first half and then went on an 18-2 run early in the second to build a 9-point lead. Iowa State kept boosting the lead from there, making 16 of 28 shots to earn a spot in Wednesday's 5th place game against San Diego State. Trent Frazier had 15 points to lead Illinois. Elsewhere, top 25 college basketball yesterday. Top-rated Duke beat number 8 Auburn, 78-72, also out at the Maui Invitational. Number 3 Gonzaga beat Arizona, 91-74. 16th-ranked Clemson over Georgia, 64-49. Liscomb defeated number 18 TCU, 73-64. Number 21 Oregon over Green Bay, 83-72. 23rd-rated Ohio State beat Samford, 68-50. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey is not concerned about his team handling higher expectations. With a 20th ranking in the latest Associated Press poll, the Hawkeyes take a 4-0, a 4-0 record into tonight's game against Alabama State.
They're an older group now. You know, sometimes it's harder when you're younger. We're also, we've got some depth that maybe we didn't have last year.
McCaffrey says it's still early, but the chemistry on the team is very good.
A lot of guys are playing well. Occasionally you have an off night, somebody steps up for you, but in any event, they're all pulling for each other. They're all in for each other, doing what we can as a group to be good. And I think that's always great to see when you're a coach. You know, you want to see that kind of enthusiasm and support for one another.
McCaffrey wants to build off their play in New York City. The Hawkeyes beat Oregon and UConn to win the 2K Empire Classic.
Everybody went there expecting to win, expecting to have a game plan that was going to help that team be successful, and we were the ones that came out successful, and that's great, but that just makes the next game bigger.
We'll have that game for you live tonight here on the radio. That's a 6:30 pregame start time, Iowa facing Alabama State. In women's college hoops, Northern Iowa turned a 3-point halftime deficit into a 65-55 win over Creighton last night. Megan Moss had 17 points and 11 rebounds, and Ellie Howell added 15 to help lead the Panthers to that victory. Well, the Iowa Girls Coaches Association announced its all-state volleyball teams yesterday among the area players making recognition. Class 1A second team selections include Alex Knopp of East Mills and Emily Danner of Arweva. In Class 2A, first team pick was Sydney's Cameron McClintock. Second teamers include Sydney's Jaden Daffer and trainers Sydney Huseman. Third team picks include Brooklyn Hunt of Tri-Center, Ollie Petrie of St. Albert, Olivia Larson of Sydney. Honorable mention selections include Kelsey Hobby of Sydney, Olivia Mason of Tri-Center, and Lily DeHeer of Tri-Center. In Class 3A, first-team picks include Amy Adams of Kemper Catholic and her teammate Kara Peter. Second-team pick was Sophia Walker of Red Oak, and Macy Overmull of Kemper Catholic was a third-team selection. Chloe Johnson of Red Oak was honorable mention. Class 4A, Megan Whitty of Lewis Central was a second-team pick. And in Class 5A, Elena Bonnet of Abraham Lincoln was a second-team selection. Her teammate Sam Christensen was honorable mention. Well, it's that season. IA Wrestle has listed its preseason rankings for the upcoming high school wrestling season. Here's a look at some of the area wrestlers and their listings early on. In Class 1A, no area teams made the top list, but individually at 106 pounds, John Schroeder of Riverside is ranked 8th. At 113, Sam Kyle of Missouri Valley is ranked 10th. At 126, Briar Rice of Logan Magnolia and Connor Atkinson of Tri-Center both made the list. At 132, Logan James of Underwood ranked 4th. Tegan Lundquist of Southwest Valleys ranked 7th. At 138, Blake Thompson of Underwood is rated 3rd. Duke Kyle of Missouri Valley is rated 8th at 145. Also at 152 pounds, Connor Lang of Missouri Valley is ranked 5th, and Michael Baker of Underwood is 9th. At 160, Drew Van Tiger of Bedford Lennox is ranked 3rd, and Bryson Freeberg of Tri-Center ranks 7th. At 170 pounds, Trace McEwen of Audubon is ranked 7th. At 182, Gabe Pauly of AHSTW is top-rated, with Nick Haynes of Missouri Valley ranked 8th. At 220, Chance Stroh of Bedford Lennox is rated 8th, while at 285, Aaron Olson of Missouri Valley ranks 2nd, while Brady Cannata of AHSTW is ranked 7th. In Class 2A, Red Oak shows up at number 5 in the team rankings. Among the individual rankings, at 106, Jonathan Earp of Red Oak is ranked 3rd. Benjamin Schmitz of Kemper Catholic is 2nd ranked at 113. At 138, Chase McLaren of Atlantic is ranked number 4. At 160, Justin McCunn of Red Oak is 5th. Carter Maines of Red Oak is 10th at 170. Thomas Bentley of Red Oak is 3rd ranked at 195, while Colton Kinnison of Red Oak is 5th, and Tyler Cordier of Shenandoah ranks 6th at 220. Thomas Wilson of Southwest Iowa was rated 5th at 285. In Class 3A rankings, at 113, Tanner Wink of Lewis Central is rated 8th. At 152, Caleb Kingery of Lewis Central ranked 5th. At 170, Brett Maurer of Glenwood is ranked 7th. At 182, Jacob Byers of Thomas Jefferson is ranked 10th. Cameron Baker of TJ is ranked 7th at 220 pounds in those preseason rankings. Iowa head football coach Kirk Ferentz says Scott Frost was a perfect fit for Nebraska. The Hawkeyes and Huskers will close out the regular season with a Black Friday contest in Kinnick Stadium.
He's earned it. You know, he's worked hard. You know, he's paid his dues, and he's done a great job. And, you know, unless they could have gotten Dr. Osborne to come back and do it again, I don't know who would have made more sense to really, you know, embrace what Nebraska is all about.
Former Hawkeyes offensive lineman Eric Chenander is the defensive coordinator for Nebraska.
Chen's is a great guy. You know, he was a great guy. And he's really paid his dues. You know, I think he's volunteering up at UNI. I think that was his first tour of duty, and he's just done a great job. He's been rewarded, and he's a really good football coach and a good person.
Barron says the Hawkeyes want to send a small group of 14 seniors out with a win in their final home game.
This game is extremely important to us. It's got a lot of weight, a lot of value, and, you know, we're giving it our utmost intention. Hopefully we'll have great preparation all week long.
Barron says the Huskers have been a different team in the second half of the season. We'll have that game for you Friday here on the radio. That's a 9 o'clock pregame. 11 o'clock is kickoff. The Iowa State football team will play Drake on December 1st at Jack Trice Stadium. Kickoff will be at 11 o'clock when Iowa State's season opener against South Dakota State was canceled due to weather. Athletic director Jamie Pollard lined up Incarnate Word to be the replacement opponent. The 24th-ranked Cardinals secured an at-large berth in the FCS playoffs Sunday afternoon, so Incarnate Word will now focus on its playoff opportunities, beginning with a first-round game at Montana State on Saturday, and they won't play the Cyclones as planned. Pollard then arranged this week for Drake to play in Ames on December 1st. The details on that replacement game will be announced later. Tickets originally issued for the South Dakota State's and Incarnate Word game will be honored for that Drake contest. Iowa State can set a record for conference wins in a season when the Cyclones host Kansas State this Saturday. ISU is 6-4 overall after a loss at Texas, while K-State enters having won 2 straight.
You know, fantastic opponent playing really good football right now, just like Kansas State usually does, playing their best football at the end of the season. So I know it'll be a great challenge for our football team and obviously another great opportunity.
That's ISU coach Matt Campbell, who says turnovers will be even more important between two ball control offenses.
And obviously when the ball gets switched over, you know, in a compromising situation, that's never a positive. You know, I think two teams that at least are very similar in style of play, You know, when those things happen, it definitely can be crippling for a team. But, you know, I think that's certainly a key in this game like this, for sure.
Brock Purdy will try to bounce back after tasting defeat for the first time as a starting quarterback. That Iowa State-Kansas State game is a 6 o'clock kickoff on Saturday evening. The top four teams in the college football playoff rankings remain the same for the third straight week. That's the first time that's happened in the five-year history of that postseason system. Alabama stays at number one, followed by Clemson, Notre Dame, and Michigan. ISU is down 9 spots this week. They hang on in that top 25 at number 25 of the CFP rankings. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.